Part 2.
How can you help people deal with stress, and how long does it take to find a solution?
The great thing about stress management is that it's like a salad bar. There are 30 different choices on a salad bar, and some of us like most of the things that are offered, but some of us don't like everything. But we get to choose what works for us and what we enjoy. Same thing with stress management. There are more than 30 different ways you can manage stress. There are probably 30 million and counting. And we should pick the techniques, many of them easy and simple and fun, that we like, and therefore we'll be more likely to use them on an ongoing basis. So stress management can take as little as 10 seconds. You can look at a beautiful picture that you took on your last vacation. You can put it on your computer screen. You can put it next to your bed. You can put it on your desk. And just focusing on that photo of the ocean or a mountain or a beach can alleviate stressed feelings immediately. We can do 1-minute breathing exercises. We can exercise. We can take a 10-minute walk around the block. We can meditate each day. So there are many different ways to prevent and reduce the stress that we're experiencing. The key is to do it on a regular basis.
Are the solutions to stress physical, mental, or both?
Stress management involves both the mind and the body. They make great partners when we're trying to feel better and to cut down on the stress that we're experiencing. I once worked in a school where a student identified his stressor as riding on the subway. He felt very stressed going to school every day and very stressed when it was time to go home because the subway made him feel very closed in and like he wanted to escape. He couldn't stand the crowds. And then we opened up to the rest of the group and we asked them for different ways that this student might think about this stressor and different ways that he might act to try and reduce it. And the group came up with all sorts of great possibilities, including that he ride in a different car, in the first car or the last car, because it's often less crowded compared to the center car, which is where he always used to ride. And he liked that idea, and I heard from the principal of the school a few weeks later that he, in fact, had started riding in the first car, and for the first time in his subway-taking life, he didn't feel stressed. He didn't feel anxious because the car was less crowded and he felt so much better. And you might think, well, that's such an easy answer. Why didn't he think of that himself? The truth is, and I think we all identify with this, we get into very fixed ways, habits almost, of thinking and acting because we deal with our stressors and have dealt with them in similar ways for a long, long time. So we lose the perspective. We don't take as much time to think about how we could deal with our stressors in different ways. So this is an example of how the mind and body and actions and thoughts can work together to really make a big difference in the way we feel.